This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
All right, welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Lots to talk about this hour. Well, you know what? Before I begin, let me say this. I have a buddy. He's moving from New York. Well, he's been relocated to different locations where he lives, New York and Florida. And thankfully, he's a conservative that is now a resident of Florida. His name is Tim. I won't say his last name, but Tim, I appreciate the contribution you made to the cause. Man, what a amazing donation. I appreciate you doing that. And he sent it to our P.O. box. And he and I had a conversation. I'm going to go down and sail with him here pretty soon. But I just wanted to publicly thank you. And I also wanted to let people know that I officially have made Ruth, who lives in Florida, Bradenton area, my sugar mama, Ruth sent me a check for $100. Ruth, you're ruining my reputation. That's all I got to say. But I really appreciate Ruth doing that. You didn't have to do that. But it will, you know, help us to defray a few costs. And Ruth, you are now officially a cougar and my sugar mama. I just want to say that publicly. Welcome, everybody. Glad you're here. How's your book deal going? Did you get a book deal? Simon & Schuster contacted you about your issues? I mean, certainly you've got problems in your life that could help people. You've got a self-help book inside of you. I'm positive. Don't you? Oh, wait. Hold on. It doesn't matter because you're not a Biden. See, the problem is with we conservatives is we play by the rules. We conquer our fears. We overcome our problems. We don't generally try to profit from it either. Oh, and here's the other thing. You're likely not from a dysfunctional family. That could easily be a show on Maury. Can you imagine the Bidens on Maury? Look, forget Joe and what he did. Messing around on his wife, causing her to run into a tractor trailer, killing their baby girl and the wife, almost killing the two boys, and then blaming the trucker, saying he was drunk when he wasn't, then leveraging that tragedy to build his career while he runs off with his mistress, one Jill, whatever her name was at the time, and she becomes Dr. Jill Biden. I mean, really? How much more do you need? Do you really need to bring in the fact that crackhead Hunter marries his brain dead brother's wife and then divorces her, you know, screws around with a stripper / porn star, has an illegitimate child with her, won't pay his child support, then, and by the way, at some point during this period, gets kicked out of the Navy because he's a cokehead, a crackhead, flunks out of, what do they call it, rehab, and then decides to gallivant around the world, following daddy, building the family's cartel. Now, you know what, in fact, that's bigger than Maury. That might be 60 Minutes. The Bidens are the equivalent, folks, of America's royal family now. I want you to understand this. They're our royal family. We went from the Trumps, a billionaire family of people that we all knew who built an iconic brand and were rock stars for the most part with most people. We went from that to a brain-dead moron for a patriarch, an egotistical lunatic for the matriarch, a crackhead son who will inherit the throne, and a nymphomaniac daughter. Hollywood couldn't make a more insane plot if you gave them an unlimited budget. And this is our reality.
It's so funny when you think about it. Wow.
Why would you play by the rules when this is what you get when you live a life of debauchery and lies? I want you to understand, the brain dead moron who's been appointed to lead this country, because he ain't president, that brain dead moron is a plagiarizing liar. He lies about everything, even the most minute stuff, says the most stupid things you got, stuff you don't even make sense. Dog faced pony soldier. That alone should get him committed. Can you imagine if Donald Trump made up something that stupid and said it, what they would have done to the man? Oh, that's right. They probably would have kicked him out of office. He didn't have to say anything. All Donald Trump had to do was be sane. All Donald Trump had to do was say, I'm going to clean up the swamp. I'm going to stop all this crap that you see going on. And you know what? The Democrats went, no way. We can't let him get away with that. That is our reality. Wow. And what's funny is, you watch any lamestream news, Biden is amazingly popular. I tell you what, have some fun with Democrats. Say, I dare you. Why don't you guys hold a massive rally and bring in Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, the Biden family? Bring them all in. Beyonce, Jay-Z. Why don't you have a big rally and showcase to the world just how popular you and your ideas are? I dare you. You aren't going to see any Democrat rallies. You aren't going to see them gloating about how much they were elected. 80-something million people. And let me tell you something. I'll make you a bet. Joe Biden can't get 1,000 unpaid attendees to anything he does. Anything. Have your event at a stadium. Then let Donald Trump have one. I'll show you who really runs this country. Let Barack Obama say, "We're gonna do such over here. We're gonna do this here." Let him do it. Watch how popular Baby Black Jesus is. See, they're not fooling me. I know. They can blast this all, President Biden. They can say it a million times, and you know what? Nobody believes it. Oh, he may be doing the things that the president does, illegal acts, but nobody believes it. Nobody in their right mind believes Biden was elected legally and he's actually running the country. Nobody. And to Melissa's point, where's his VP? She looking for a street corner? She in Amsterdam doing a peep show? Who knows? Anyway, there's a lot to talk about today. A lot of miscellaneous changes over at Fox News, other places as well. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Lou Dobbs was fired. Fox News. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I'm not going to overreact to this. I'm not going to be like, oh, man, look at that Fox News. Fox News is already on most people's crap list. But I'm not going to get mad at them because they fired Lou Dobbs. Lou had a great career, and careers end. Now, the optics aren't good. The timing's not good because Lou is one of the staunch conservatives on the network. And I've always thought of Lou mostly around, I don't want to say money because he's not like Cavuto where he's dealt with business and stuff. But I think he was more business side, right? Yeah, he was, in fact. But, you know, I don't know, Lou's pretty long in the tooth. In other words, people, networks make changes. Now, they make changes faster with women. If you want to get into the sexism of network TV and the sexism of Hollywood, they make changes with women a lot faster. Because, you know, women have to have a certain look. Guys, we age, we're the Sean Connerys and the Roger Moores and the, you know, I don't know, Liam Neesons. You know, as you get older, you get more distinguished and more. Look at me. I mean, I'm a perfect example, right, Ruth? Tell him, Ruth. Oh, man. So, yeah, but and Lou, you know, he, I don't know, Lou's probably, what, 70? I really don't know. I truly don't know how old he is. But he had a lot of time to sort of marinate, and he did very well. Let me put it this way. Lou's not hurting. He's not hurting for money or anything. But, and again, Fox, these are business decisions. When Fox fired me because I tweeted that the Kavanaugh accusers were lying skanks, that's their prerogative. You can do what you want. I could have pulled the race card. They didn't fire Jesse Waters for his shenanigans. They didn't fire Ed Henry later. I mean, much later after Ed really, I don't know what Ed, though they got, he got accused of sexual harassment. Yeah, they could never accuse me of that. Shoot, I made sure there were people with me everywhere I went with Fox. No, you ain't going to Bill O'Reilly this black man. But anyway, the point is, it's their prerogative to do that. It's their business. Now, you can make stupid moves. I don't think Lou's a stupid move. Lou, you know, sometimes these people don't want to retire. They like the power, and you want to make a change. If they've got somebody good to replace Lou with, fine. They didn't have anybody good to replace me. I'm going to tell you right now. If you watch me do an interview, I got a lot of friends on Fox. A lot of friends that have done interviews there. And my interviews are among the best. We have them. We have a sizzle reel of them. And for the amount of time I spent on Fox, man, I was knocking it out of the park. I will say this. I like Leo Terrell. That was a good pick for them to bring Leo on, because Leo is a converted Democrat, and he is just on fire over there. But it is what it is. Hey, this Lincoln Project, this project to get Donald Trump by a bunch of leftist Republicans, so to speak, they're in big trouble. Here's what they issued. It was a thing they wrote. 48 hours ago, a moment when the Lincoln Project was under attack from the Trump Organization and their propaganda allies, Jennifer Horn, in written communication, requested the Lincoln Project an immediate signing bonus payment of $250,000 and $40,000 per month consulting contract. This followed a Christmas Eve communication from Jennifer where she demanded a board seat on the Lincoln Project, a television show, a podcast hosting assignment, and the staff to manage these endeavors. She also stated her goal was, quote, to establish immediate and long-term financial security. So far, I don't see anything wrong. She's making a list of the things she wants. This is what they're supposedly teaching women. Don't kowtow. Tell people what you want. She wanted $250,000 up front, $40,000 a month consulting. She wanted people to lead, you know, to be able to delegate to a team, in other words. She wanted a podcast. Good for her. She asked for more than most men would have asked for. They said, and I love this part, to establish immediate and long-term financial security. Yeah. Who doesn't want that? I want to pay my bills now, and I want to be able to pay them in the future. When I've negotiated contracts, I'll say, okay, what is the upfront stuff? What am I going to get in order to come do the deal? And then what is the payout over time? Is it a thing where I get a piece of the action or what? That dictates what I'm going to do. She did exactly what she should have done. And here's what they wrote. These demands were unanimously rejected by the management committee and board. We immediately accepted Jennifer Horn's resignation from the Lincoln Project. We wish her the best in the future endeavors. Now, Lincoln Project, she's one of the co-founders, is what I was told. She co-founded this. I don't know who this woman is. Here's what I do know. She hates Donald Trump. She's not a Republican. But what's funny to me is, she's definitely acting like a, I mean, I'm not, I don't mean any disrespect here. She's acting like a feminist. She's saying, I'm a woman, hear me roar. And they reject her. Yeah, all these male rhinos went, oh, no. But do you think that the women's movement's going to jump them? And I love how they bring Trump in. 48 hours ago, at a moment when the Lincoln Project was under attack from the Trump Organization. Look, really? Hey, Lincoln attack. Don't start no SH, won't be no IT. Trump didn't fire the first salvo. You guys started an organization in order to attack Donald Trump, and then you get mad when he fights you back. Then it starts to blow up. You know why? Because Jennifer Horn, found out, oh, John Weaver, one of our other co-founders, is a pedophile. Do you really? Let me tell you. Look into anybody associated with this Lincoln Project. I dare you to get their dirty underwear out and take a look at them. You can make soup out of their dirty underwear. You get what I'm saying? I mean, it is nasty down there. Oh, man. Unbelievable. I have fun dissecting. Because, look, it isn't that I'm looking for something to go after with the Lincoln Project. What I look at is when people start a project, and the project is intentionally to go after somebody. The Lincoln Project had nothing good as an intention. It wasn't like, we're going to go out, look at politics, and where Donald Trump screws up, we're gonna definitely highlight that. But we're going to be looking at things, and it's like with me, with SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. I'm not trying to condemn necessarily the education. I mean, the education system should be condemned. But listen to what my name of my organization is, SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. So what we do is we say, we don't like the way the education system is going, and we're going to look at alternatives for this. And if it means that we identify the areas of education that we don't like, if the Lincoln Project says, here's what we don't like about Trump, I'm okay with that. But when it's, nanny, nanny, boo, boo, he's a mean-spirited guy, I don't like it, you know, I don't know why they formed. I mean, you'd have to dig into him for that. But if it's just, I don't like the guy, I don't like that. Give me reasons and give me a reason to go to you. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is doing their best to promote the aggressive stimulus package that's being worked out by Democrats in Congress. The stimulus covers nearly $2 trillion in spending and adding to the debt. Republicans in the House and Senate believe that's too much money and also remind everyone that the stimulus plan that was passed near the end of 2020, that money has not been spent yet. Speaking during a White House coronavirus briefing, CDC Director Dr. Rachel Walensky cites declines in new COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations.
Although hospital admissions and cases are consistently dropping, I'm asking everyone to please keep your guard up.
Walensky reminding everyone this is not the time to relax and also repeated warnings about avoiding traveling during this time. You're listening to USA Radio News. Florida's Republican governor is gloating after Tampa Bay's Super Bowl win last night.
When you win a Super Bowl with a 43-year-old quarterback coming in who has a pretty doggone good career up to this point, and you do it on your home stadium, and you do it against the defending champion.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis saying this win gives Tom Brady his seventh championship, plus the Miami Dolphins' perfect season in 1972, are the two greatest team sports achievements in NFL history. Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman wants to be the Commonwealth's next senator. In a video announcement, Fetterman saying he's not going to fight for one part or one party of Pennsylvania, but the entire Commonwealth.
Just the way I did as mayor, just the way I'm doing as lieutenant governor, and just the way I would as your next U.S. senator.
Fetterman making headlines in January by saying if you say the Pennsylvania election was rigged, that's not part of protected speech. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And right now we're talking about, are we talking about a virus? A virus? That's what we're talking about. SARS, MERS, BIRD, swine, Ebola, now Corona. Like, come on, folks. I mean, you gotta read the tea leaves, bro. The devil's in the details. And with that said, is if you look at the recovery numbers on what we're talking about, I don't know what it is, but I got the flu went on vacation on this year. Heart attacks went on vacation. Everything went on vacation this year when it came to, I'm talking about, you know, what we're going through right now.
Okay.
And let's just call a spade a spade. And the reason I can have this conversation is because my family comes from communism. They fled communism. They had everything taken away from them. Everybody got murdered. Everybody got killed. And that's the reason me, being a first-generation Cuban-American, or maybe us, being first-generation Cuban-American, I look at freedom and I appreciate that. I appreciate opportunity. I appreciate anything that you give me. All I need is a little slip, partner, and I got you. And that comes from the fact that when a Castro took over everything, and I'm looking at what's going on right now, the only person here that's hot, 38 hot, is Castro. He's going, y'all did it with a virus? Y'all took over the world with a virus? Y'all gotta be kidding me. He had missiles pointed to the United States of America during the Russian missile crisis, during the Bay of Pigs and what they went on through. So this is deep. The only thing is do you want to realize how deep it is?
That was the hip-hop artist, whatever you want to call him, Pitbull, Cuban, now he's Cuban. I mean, he's American, but he's from Cuba. And he's talking about this Wu Flu scam, and he gets it. And coming from another country makes you understand how things work. We were going to talk about this a while back, politicizing science, and it was about these protests. And here's what they wrote at the time. As the pandemic took hold, most epidemiologists had clear prescriptions in fighting it. No students in classroom, no in-person religious services, no visits to sick relatives in hospital, no large public gatherings. So when conservative anti-lockdown protesters gathered on state capitol steps in places like Columbus, Ohio, Lansing, Michigan, in April and May, epidemiologists scolded these guys and forecasted surges in infections. When Governor Brian Kemp of Georgia relaxed restrictions on businesses in late April as testing lagged and infections rose, the talk in public health circles was that the state's embrace of human sacrifice. And then the brutal killing of George Floyd, a man who got himself killed because he resisted arrest, on May 25th changed everything. Soon the streets nationwide were full of tens of thousands of people in mass protest that continues at the point of this article to this day, with demonstrations and the toppling of statues. And rather than decrying mass gatherings, more than 1,300 public health officials signed a May 30 letter of support, and many joined in the protest. That reaction and the contrast with epidemiologists' earlier fervent support for the lockdown gave rise to an uncomfortable question. Was public health advice in a pandemic dependent upon whether people approved of the mass gathering in question? To many, the answer seemed to be yes. No, the answer didn't seem to be yes. The answer was yes. The way the public health narrative around coronavirus has reversed itself overnight seems an awful lot like politicizing science, essayist and journalist Thomas Chatterton Williams wrote in The Guardian. What are we to make of such whiplash-inducing messaging? That is an amazing thing to write. Whiplash-inducing. Meaning, you just went, what? You say, what? Going from one thing to the next instantaneously. And that's where we find ourselves today when we deal with Joe Biden and this idea around his so-called presidency. Everybody's going, wait a minute, Trump is a pro-America this and Joe Biden's doing this and you were okay with it when this happened, but you're not okay with this? That is where we find ourselves. I'm going to give you some numbers. The number of WHO flu infections has plummeted 40% in the United States in just 1 week and 30% worldwide in the past 3 weeks. Now, most people would tell you, oh, that's because of the vaccines. But that's not the case. Experts point out that only 8% of Americans and 13% of people worldwide have received their first dose of this. A New York Times WHO flu case tracker indicated cases in the U.S. were down 30% from just last week. This was in MarketWatch. Statistics from John Hopkins shows the nation's seven-day rolling average is down 40%. You want to get some whiplash? We've given trillions of dollars to what will ultimately be determined, and we already know, to be a non-issue. Don't misunderstand me. People die from this disease, but people die from car wrecks. I don't want to outlaw cars. I don't want to give $8 trillion to figuring out more things about cars. We've already done it with CAFE standards, and we made cars less safe. This is the biggest scam, the biggest money grab in American history, and we've allowed it to happen. And if we let it happen again, if conservatives don't get into their own news network, start talking about these things, I don't care what the other side says, they don't have a majority. Donald Trump can make one declaration and he can outdo all the media, all the news on that side. And we should have people like that on our side. Rush Limbaugh, for example. And then what should happen after that? You need to be reiterating it. You need to be reinforcing these talking points. You need to do just what the Democrats do. When you bring up Trump, they go, ah, okay, I hate Donald Trump. The minute they bring up, I hate Biden. But can you tell me why? I don't have to tell you why. I hate him. Do what they do. You have 50,000 reasons, but legit, they have none. Why do you have to sit around explaining it? Daily cases, they say, have dropped 45% since the latest peak, January 11th, according to the COVID-19 tracking project. The WHO said its World in Data graph show daily infection rate has fallen by 30% in the past 3 weeks. Some public health experts said it's possible that more people contracted the virus than previously thought. And some regions could be experiencing herd immunity. In other words, you don't need that stupid shot and you don't need that stupid mask, which is what I've been saying for the better part of a year. Now, what's going to happen when all of this is validated? You think Facebook's going to come back and go, hey, Kevin, we're really sorry we cut you off because you were telling the truth? What's going to happen when we talk about it with voter fraud, which is coming out to be true? I know I sound angry, don't I? I do. My producers are like, whoa. I do. I sound angry. I'm so mad because it is so stupid. This whole thing has been so silly. And people get cut off like, well, you do know people are dying from it. Yeah, people are dying. People are dying from everything. Emphysema, COPD. There's an look, let me ask you this. How many people knew what COPD was a decade ago? You hear that term, COPD. Hardly anybody knew that acronym. Somebody put an acronym on a disease that was already occurring, and now we've got an infestation of COPD. No, we don't. Whatever was killing people's lungs before, it's the same thing. They just gave it a name and an acronym, and now we use it. And suddenly, is it a worldwide scourge? No, it's been going on for a long time. Now, the Wu flu came out of Wuhan, China. We know its origins. It was a pathogen developed for some bioweapons research. It got leaked from the lab. You can't say Chinese thing, but you can call the new variations the UK version, the German version of this or that. But you can't say Wu flu, so that's why I say it. It's the Wuhan Chinese virus. And now we're learning all we have about it. We're learning that it doesn't kill as many people as the flu. And what Pitbull was telling you is, where did the flu go? Where did all those deaths go? Where did cancer deaths go? How did all these other deaths take a vacation? We all know the answer. The answer is it's been a scam the entire time. Dr. Anthony Fauci, Fraudchi, admitted the widely used PCR test pick up harmless fragments of the Wu flu, resulting in many false positive cases that result in overstating the threat. In August, the New York Times examined PCR testing in three states and found up to 90% of people testing positive carried barely any virus. They've known about this for a long time, but we're the kooks, right? We're the kooks. Too bad I wasn't doing media during this time. What kind of test is 90% wrong? I mean, if you're 90% wrong, all you got to do is take the opposite. If you were taking a multiple choice test.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Why isn't America talking about Tanzania? Tanzania has no lockdown in its country. Since December 15, 2020, there have been 509 confirmed cases, 21 deaths, and 183 recoveries. I'd be more distraught if the country didn't have over 56 million people. Tanzania is an East African country, and earlier this year, the president had a pawpaw fruit and a goat tested with international standard kits, and the test came back positive. He told the World Health Organization that the kits were false. The World Health Organization said that was impossible.
Somebody lying.
You have to wonder the intentions of the World Health Organization, because they seem more inclined and focused on reporting high amounts of cases and rushing vaccines rather than looking at any other alternative for our health.
No lockdown in Tanzania? That's Tanzania for you white folks. 509 cases at the time of that, they made that little video. 21 deaths, 123 recoveries, which should already tell you all everything you need to know right there. And they have 56 million people. Oh, and a disease that singles out, it targets black folks, you know, because it's a racist disease. It kills black people in worse numbers than it does white folks. That's what we get told by our media here. But here's Tanzania talking about it and saying, we call BS. They tested a papaw fruit and a goat and got positives. I repeat, in January, the World Health Organization, the gold standard test that was used to diagnose COVID-19, has a high rate of false positives that make it so unreliable nobody even wants to take the doggone thing. People are talking about 90%, you know, testing that isn't work, you know, that comes back bad, you know, false positives. I was going to get it out. It's just take me a little time. 90%. Unbelievable. Oh my goodness. The gold standard of testing tested a papaw fruit and a goat, and it tested positive for a disease that is supposed to be the biggest pandemic in the world that we've spent trillions of dollars on. Let me tell you something. Elitists around the world are cracking up at what they were able to accomplish with this. They are cracking up about it. And the biggest fraud, the guy who was paid to do this, is Dr. Fauci.
I want you to hear what Dr. Makary told me on radio about what he witnessed at the start of this pandemic and how Dr. Fauci is tending to point fingers, but where one should really point. Listen.
Where was Dr. Fauci January 1st to March 11th? Never once sounded the alarm. Missed the entire pandemic, period. A bunch of us were out there, Scott Gottlieb, myself, and others on the airwaves, other places, saying, look, get ready, start contingency plans, maybe get ready to expand hospitals. We didn't know it was going to hit us. And Dr. Anthony Fauci was out there telling people, don't worry, don't wear a mask. He is a politician with an MD behind his name.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Appreciate your support, listening to the program. Quick shout out. If you do go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, let us know what you think about it. We rebrand it. We needed to because we have so many things that we do. We deal with education. We deal with Hollywood. Here's what I'm going to ask all my listeners to do. I don't care if you do anything else for us, but I would ask that you go to theflickfest.com. Theflick, F-L-I-C-K, fest, F-E-S-T, as in festival, .com. Get signed up. Check out a few of the short films that we're doing and help us to get this thing rolling. And here's why. We want to produce good TV. We want to produce movies. Things that speak to the conservative message, things that push back on anything that is not the truth. And we want to give this shot to people who might not get this shot otherwise. There are some spectacular films on there, and there are some that will make you crack up. That you'll have a whole thing of them. And it's always going to get better because we keep getting better and better filmmakers. But we want to create our own version of Netflix where we're producing shows that put out the truth. And there are so many filmmakers who are out there. They're talented people. They just want a shot. And filmmaking is getting cheap enough to where high schoolers can do really amazing things. I mean, you'd be shocked at what some people are able to put out. We've adopted a school called G-Star that is an art magnet school that is a mini version of Hollywood. Just kids are putting out good stories. They did a documentary on World War II veterans that is absolutely spectacular. But at the end of the day, go out, kick the tires, get a few friends to join up, and let us know what you think. On Wednesday of this week, the site is going to get an overhaul. I mean, it's already good, I promise you. But it's going to get a new look and feel, and it's going to be even more spectacular. And we're going to keep developing stuff. So please go out there, get signed up. It's $4.99 a month, but you get 7 days to look at it. And we're going to have my films going up on there. We're going to be moving some of the products onto TV. I mean, it's really something special, and you're at the very beginning of it. So I hope you will do that for us. Anyway, I'm back to these Wu Flu numbers, and talking to about Fauci, who has been on both sides of this issue, and he's been so wrong. You have to wonder, how does this guy make more money than the president? This guy makes over $400,000 a year. He's made that for decades. And he's invested in many of the medicines that he's recommending, and nobody's raising a red flag over this. False positives. And as I said, Fauci admitted that this test that they give has harmless fragments of Wu Flu, and it gives so many false positives that you don't really know if you have it. I told you guys, when I had to get tested for my surgery, I had a hernia surgery, and I was like looking at the nurse going, I feel great. I already had the Wu Flu. I'd been tested two other times prior to that, maybe three, and I tested positive. And I'm telling you, the first test I tested positive, I had it. The second and third test, I literally felt great. I was done. Oh, well, you still carry this or that. Well, Kevin, it'll stay in your body for up to 6 weeks after. How do you know? Tell me you actually know that. See, people, doctors and nurses, well, it could do that. You don't know anything more about this disease than I do. But here's what my body tells me. You don't have it anymore. You ever had the flu and you wake up and you're like, whew, I feel good today. You no longer have the flu. Now, people will argue, well, you could have the lingering things for whatever. I'll put it this way. If the flu is still lingering after you feel good for 6 weeks, you got something. There's something wrong with you. When you feel good, your body's going, it's left me. Now, you may want to give it a couple more days, but you would do that through common sense. The CDC doesn't have to tell you that. The WHO doesn't. You still, well, even though I feel better, let's stay away from you for a couple more days just to be on the safe side. That's what anybody would do. Most people anyway. And to be honest with you, you're probably not contagious. Anyway, they go on to say this. In an advisory to lab workers that was issued earlier in the year, what WHO recommended a second test to confirm any diagnosis for people who aren't showing symptoms of the disease. They were like, keep testing. Eventually you'll get it. Where test results do not correspond with the clinical representation, a new specimen should be taken. The WHO warns that most PCR tests are indicated as an aid for diagnosis, meaning healthcare providers should consider at least seven other factors to confirm any tests. Like, are you having any other symptoms? Donald Jr., he tested positive, and he goes, I didn't even know I had it. You want to know why? Because you didn't. Now, there are people who did have it, and they lost the sense of taste or smell. Good indicator. But again, I go back to, if a disease temporarily takes away your senses of smell and taste, is it really that deadly? Depending on whose food you're eating, it might be doing you a favor. So, I just come back to the money that we've spent on this is just ridiculous. And you got to ask yourself, what are these people after? What is the game? Because it is a game, and sadly it's a game when we're losing it, we're losing trillions. We're not talking about millions here, we're talking about trillions of dollars lost to a scam. I gotta leave it there.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.